We have plenty of cool air in the winter, and we could just move some of that into the summer, and some of the hot air from the summer into the winter. We could have something going here. They know this. They want you to suffer. And if you want all these things, you're going to have to pay through the nose. Wind and solar is a scheme. Does it work? Sure, it works. But it's not going to replenish what has taken hundreds of years to build. They know this. They're just fucking... It's unprecedented what they're doing on so many different fronts. Even the young guys say here, so many different things are blowing up at the same time. It is not just happenstance. I said, exactly, gentlemen. You're learning. I feel bad for the young cats in their 20s and even younger, because they're going to inherit this mess. And what they've done to the real young cats in grade school, in high school, they fucked these guys up bad. What Fauci and Gates and all these criminals. You have to think that they're not going to have the moxie. They're not going to have the wherewithal. They're not going to have the psychological fucking infrastructure to buck the system. They're so terrified of the system. They were taught fear by their weak-ass parents. Stay in your house. Put on a mask. We're all going to die, right? That has an effect. That will have a reverberating effect for generations, especially when these guys come into power. They're going to be slaves. Slaves of the state. Maybe we catch a break and some of these Generation Zers in their 20s smack them around and say, look, that's not the fucking way things are going to be. Okay, snap out of it. But I won't be around when that happens anyhow, so. It is something I think about, though. Bird flu outbreak plunges U.S. egg production to a 7-year low. FedEx dropped something off of my house yesterday. I was like, ooh, a package for... My wife said, you got a package in the driveway. I said, ooh, a package for me? Is it ticking? And you never know. So I go out, I'm like a kid on Christmas. Nobody ever sends me anything. This is fun. And I flip it over. It's from FedEx. Ooh, must be important. Maybe it's my balls from way away. So I told my wife, you have a fucking problem. It's a joke, okay? Relax. And I go out, and it's not even for me. It's not for anybody here. They delivered it to the wrong address. God damn it. This place is up the road. So I ate some dinner. I said, I'm going to start recording. I said, you know what? Let me take this up the road, because this could be something important. And I took it up the road, went to this cat's house. And he answers the door. He's chewing on some food. He's like, was that you outside looking at the chicken coop? I was like, what? Yeah, I saw you through the window. You were checking out the chickens. I said, yeah, I walked by. Why are you looking at the chickens? I said, it's on the way in. I thought it was cool that you had a chicken coop there. I just kind of stopped. Oh, yeah, those are chickens. He's like, don't get any ideas. Now, it is his house, right? And I'm on the stoop of his house. I said, no, man, we're cool. I could have said, what the fuck are you talking about, pal? But I said, look, I live down the road. I got this package. And he's like, yeah? What about it? I told him, this is about my age. I said, settle down. I'm not here for your chickens. I'm not here to sell you anything. I received this package, and it has your address on. This is for you. Oh, man, I'm so sorry. My man was about fucking protecting those. You want to know who the rooster was? This cat was the fucking rooster. He thought I was coming around to check out the eggs. You know, maybe grab a quick dozen. That's what it's come down to. People getting ready to throw blows. Throw a couple roundhouses over eggs. I said, here's your package, man. Have a good one. a tough crowd out there. I'm thinking, the whole time thinking, no good deed goes unpunished. No good deed goes unpunished. I'm going to get a fucking blast of rock salt from a shotgun before I leave here. Editor's note, what are the chances of all these things happening at once? Food shortage, crime wave, energy crisis, war. And all have a favorite outcome to the WEF Davos climate freaks. Thank you. That's not me. This is Young Buck. Avian flu. I think it's bullshit. I told you guys this at the outset. I think this is, you think outside the box on this, it doesn't even add up. 37 million birds across 34 U.S. states had to be destroyed. Okay. I think it's bullshit. They can say whatever they want. The USDA can say whatever they want. They can tell Bloomberg whatever they want. Bloomberg will report it, etc. You understand the fucking... You want to crack the case? A couple egg references? It's just another scheme. They can say anything they want. Egg prices will go up. Chicken prices will go up. These assholes said that there's a chicken wing shortage, right? But there's plenty of thighs. How does that make any sense? There's a shortage of chickens producing more than two wings? Oh, okay. You're supposed to believe them. We believe them. I get chicken wings anywhere I go. I get wings anywhere. They're giving fucking wings away. There's no chicken wing shortage. That's the bullshit that they threw at you before they came up. Oh, the chicken wing thing isn't working. The people are still eating plenty of wings and get wings wherever they want. So let's pretend that there's a chicken shortage. Yeah, we got to kill all the chickens. Then eggs can go up and we can bleed. Come on, folks. The point is, whether there's bird flu or not, how would you actually know if that's true? That's the dangerous situation we're in today's society. You don't know what's true. You don't know what's not true. So you have to come to a baseline that it's not true at all and work your way from there. That's a smart baseline. Anytime something says USDS, U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Department of Energy, White House, FBI, Secret Service. Are you learning yet how these people fucking lie to you? CDC, NIH, FDA. Stick around on... We just had a hot wire yesterday. We got to come back with another one. Then I think we got to come back with another one. It's fucking... It's balls of the wall here. There's no avian flu here. CDC is now recommending COVID testing for all domestic air travel. That includes the vaccinated. Oh. Why would that include the vaccinated? Let's go to the videotape.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
Our key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
The best protection against Omicron is getting a booster shot. What we have seen so far does not guarantee that's the outcome. As a matter of fact, we're going to know in the next several weeks that just not only how transmissible the disease is, but how extensive it is, how dangerous it is, and what damage it does, and most importantly, whether the vaccines we have are capable of dealing with this virus, particularly if the boosters were trying to get everyone to get. So I think the jury's still out. I think it's a little early to make that judgment.
Few things like big public gatherings will still be restricted. But, you know, we can see now that somewhere between 12 to 18 months, we have a chance, if we manage it well, to get back to normal. For the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. And, well, this won't be the last pandemic that we face. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is, will get attention this time.
I have to laugh in a very twisted way. You know, we talked about this. The editors have written a note to remind me. This is like we covered on Hotwire and what VM said. They're going to make it very difficult or unappealing to leave your house, town, or city for the have-nots. And we talked about we had a Hotwire on electric cars, VM, when we were on the road, on a trek across the country. It keeps paying dividends. We keep referring back to it. I guess we did some good work during that time frame. Of course, you get to see what's going on out there. Remember those clips I made fun of people when the court decided that people didn't have to wear masks anymore on planes and everybody on the plane? Yay! Yay! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! We won! We won! I can't believe it!
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I remember specifically saying two things after that, other than making fun of the people on planes who helped out of their own pocket these criminals weaponize against you, the airlines, by getting on planes with masks on and not fucking putting up a shitstorm. All good little robots getting on the planes with the masks on. If you don't have your mask on, some Karen will pounce. And your Eagle snacks and your apple juice could go flying on the gal or guy next to you in total chaos at 35,000 feet. And I said, they're not going to go away. One, they're going to appeal it, which they have, Justice Department. And two, they're going to come back. Not going to give it up. This is not over. It's not going away. Well, here they come. Like a fucking monster movie. Oh, you know what? You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you, mask guys. You guys want to do a dance? A little rain dance after the mask? Court case? You won't be able to get on a plane without your jab or your COVID testing for all domestic air travel, including the vaccinated. That's why I played the clip. Don't you feel stupid? Boy, you got played. More ways than one. Our spies... A couple of cats in the FDA that are over in Davos and have folks over in Davos, they tell me that you can't get into events in Davos unless you're vaccinated. Okay, that makes sense with this crew, but caveat. There's so many people coming and going to these different events. One of my former bosses from Citi has checked in, and we're keeping regular contact. Fantastic guy, and you know, my philosophy has been don't burn a bridge, build a bridge. And so in my career, I burned very few bridges. With Citigroup, keeping fantastic contact, he says, I've been listening to the show. What, are you trying to put us out of business with this Axos Bank ad? And I said, well, I know some of the things that went on at Citi and on the retail side. So, yeah, you better be worried about banks who offer you a better mousetrap, and that's what these folks are doing. And I'm seeing a lot of banks out there pandering to current trends at the cost of the customer, but there's one that's not afraid to make bold decisions that put customers first, even if it's going to make headlines. It's Axos Bank. You do a quick search and you'll see what I mean. This is a bank that's all about integrity, fairness, and freedom to do business without compromising our values. Take a look at their rewards checking account, where you can earn the highest interest rate, and it's a big one. Listeners can get $150
if you open it by July 31st. That's $150 to you. Go to axosbank.com/pain for full details. That's Axos Bank, axosbank.com/pain. And for that cash bonus, you only need a $1,500 direct deposit within the first 3 months of opening your rewards checking account. Axos Bank is federally insured, member FDIC, and they're for us, all of us. axosbank.com/pain. Go check them out.
Politicians don't have to show proof that they're vaccinated or not vaccinated. And that many of the politicians over there are not vaccinated. But everybody else, the media, the common folks, they have to show proof of vaccination. But if you have the right credential as a politician, you move freely. They don't check for your vaccination status. They said they've talked to people over there that are not vaccinated. Leaders. Because they know from different things. They're in the know. Figure that out. But you, if you want to get on a plane, oh, that's a different story. If you want to travel about your own country, you have to have papers. Who does that sound like? Yeah? Starting to sound like Klaus and his dad. Yeah? Yeah. So you don't see it that way, right? Oh, I gotta have my test, I guess. I'll go down to CVS or Walgreens and get my... Yeah, it costs like $100, but I'll get it, you know. I gotta have my papers if I want to fly. I gotta have my special ID. It's real ID, they say. And I gotta have my COVID card. And my test if I don't have my jab card. Where are your papers, yeah? Give me the papers or up against the wall.
You didn't think about it that way, did you? Well, welcome to 1930s, 1940s all over again.
Full stories on pain.tv. It's a little bit more advanced than that, but you get the drift. The grift and the drift. Oh, a little Bring the Noise and Public Enemy and Benny Benassi. I don't know if we'll go with that mix. We'll put it on low. A little mix. Mix it up a little bit. Pfizer moves to dismiss a lawsuit from COVID-19 vaccine trial, citing prototype agreement. We talked about that. They actually say, well, this isn't a real vaccine. It's a prototype. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah.
We talked about that last week. That story's on pain.tv.
Well, perhaps a good song, a little psychedelic take on Public Enemy. And we're talking about Public Enemies, and now we're talking about psychedelics. Forget Burning Man. Psychedelic shamans are now headed to Davos. Oh, and they're bringing their drugs with them. The whores are already there. Hey, wait a minute.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
You have to have hookers and high-profile escorts in Davos. Otherwise, how is Bill Gates going to get lucky? I know. We have to help Bill Gates out, just like Jeffrey Epstein did. I said it before. Think of how different the world would be if any of these lunatics actually got laid in high school. We might actually be left alone. Now there'd be plenty of geeks in the tech crowd. It's a hard time with the ladies. If they're not chained up in their basement, I mean, you know, that kind of hard time. The World Economic Forum, a gathering of the global elite, now synonymous with the quaint Swiss town of Davos, where it's held, isn't the usual place you'd expect to find a shaman. Do breath work or get rooted in your body. But this year's gathering of government leaders and corporate executives and weirdos will also have access to Medical Psychedelics House of Davos program with almost 40 sessions and speakers, including researchers, entrepreneurs, investors, drug dealers, anyway. Yeah. And some who consider themselves shamans. Didn't we just see these shamans milling around here? Well, not part of the core Davos agenda, which does not permit commercial activity. The program has a space on the town's main promenade, which traditionally showcases Fortune 500 companies to the conference's attendees. The program, a first for Davos, will be showing how far psychedelics and this industry have come, organizers said. Of course, we're talking about drugs. They call it psychedelics. Hey, man, what's that, man? Is that like one of those velvet posters at Spencer's, man, with the black? Those kind of psychedelics, man? No. Kind of you ingest and you wake up in a shallow tomb in fucking Mexico City trying to put your life together. Not that I would know anything about that, but, you know, you hear stories. It's a really big shift for world leaders to inquire about how they might be able to use psychedelics, said Mark Hazan, chief executive of Energia Holdings Incorporated, the New York-based business hosting the event. Energia is a holding company for Tabula Rasa Ventures, an accelerator for psychedelic companies, and Hazan is a managing partner at Tabula Rasa. That's just fun to say, isn't it? Say it at home. Tabula Rasa. Say it five times in the dark and a room with a mirror and you'll wake up in Beijing. Sewing Nike sneakers. The program aims to spark conversations about rolling out psychedelics responsibly for medical use and encourage countries and companies to include such treatments in health coverage. When I was at Citigroup, I saw these executives make some fucking moves like they were on mushrooms. But that was just a subprime housing disaster. Guys on Wall Street, you expect us to replace cocaine with this shit? Other participants include the Chopra Foundation. Mm-hmm. A nonprofit started by alternative medicine advocate Deepak Chopra and the ICANN School of Medicine in Mount Sinai. Imperial College of London. Remember those criminals? They were the ones that saying, we're all going to die. We're using the Imperial College of London's 2 million people are going to die in the next 13 minutes. And all the countries began to shut down. The Imperial College of London said so. Oh, yeah. And Deepak Chopra. Let me tell you about this guy. Yikes. We were hired by his ex-wife during his divorce. Oh, boy. This guy's a real shaman. There's a thin line between shaman and showman, believe me. There's not enough escorts in Davos. That's all going to say. Wow. What a bunch of fucking grifters over here. The industry is arriving at Davos amid a renaissance of popular interest in the drugs. Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. Aren't these still illegal? Oh, that's... they're legal for you and I. I'm sorry. They're illegal for us. They're not illegal for these guys. Anything goes. A number of cities and states plan to decriminalize some of these. Stock values for companies have lagged while they await results from long-range clinical trials to test the efficacy and risks of substances such as MDMA, LSD, psilocybin, and 5-MeO-DMT, the advisor share psychedelics ETF, has lost over 50% of its value this year. Or has it, man? I mean, 50% like on, you know, on the board, man, in the market. But don't you feel that we've gained 50% more of ourselves, man? So in a way, we haven't lost anything, man. Why does everything have to be such negativity, man, when it comes to the stock market and earnings, man? I'm picking up a bad vibe, man, all the time, man. Your chakras all heavy, man. MDMA. I work cases with fucking DEA. They put people in jail for that shit. And LSD, too. MDMA. Is that controlled level one fucking it's Molly, right? What? Ecstasy. I like how they call it. It's MDMA, man. They don't call it Molly or ecstasy. It's a synthetic drug that alters mood and perception. I'm thirsty, man. How do you expect me to do my ecstasy, man, if I can't have water, man? You ever been to a rave, man? Oh, man, I went to a rave in California. I got all fucked up on ecstasy, man. But the water was rationed, man. I started melting like the fucking witch on Wizard of Oz, man. It was a bad trip. Another interesting anecdote, if you've been listening here the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've been talking about folks who are looking for land and looking to move out of the suburbs and out of the cities for obvious reasons with all the challenges that many of us are facing as a country and as a citizenry. I said to my wife, let's go out and check some stuff out as well. And we're out in these remote parts and different parts. There's a low signal in many of these small towns. Forget about the speeds that you're used to, something to consider. But I say, you know what? We got IP Vanish. I can log into IP Vanish, we could be protected. It's at least a cleaner line, a cleaner signal than what we're getting. I'm not really sure what Wi-Fi we're on. We're picking up something. And so that's what we did, to check in with messages, to talk to the young bucks who are back at the headquarters prepping things. And this thing has come in handy so many times, and it's fantastic. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you. Or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IP Vanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IP Vanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. And when you're streaming media, when you use IP Vanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IP Vanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free for you folks who need a little help with the math. IP Vanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world, everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/pain, that's P-A-I-N-E, and use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/pain. Fucking ecstasy. I sat in on the goddamn wiretaps and surveillance of Peter Gation in New York City, the tunnel, all these fucking nightclubs he owned, and they were trafficking tons of ecstasy, and the DEA arrested him. Now it's cool. Now they have a booth at Davos. Oh, man, that was so yesterday, man. Those DEA cats are square, man. They know the benefits of ecstasy, man. Oh, you can't even make this up. These people are... This is what's going on over there, right? Somehow they'll invest your tax money in that, you know? Of course, it was only a matter of time before the government gets back into drug dealing. Why would he say back? That seems strange. You're going to use magic mushrooms and LSD? Last time I checked, those were pretty fucking bad. Forget about ethical debates. I'm just talking about physical debates of people. And what about abusive practices? What about people get hooked on this stuff, right? Let's invest in getting high, man. This is what's going on in Davos. You got bitches, hookers, ecstasy, LSD, magic mushroom. Magic mushrooms, man. Is that psilocybin, man? How do you spell it? Psilocybin, man. Isn't that the name of it? That's why they call marijuana a gateway drug. Oh, I know. I know. It's terrible. It's terrible. That's great. A mountain of hemp, man, or a mountain of ecstasy, my man. Two shamans who plan to attend also don't shy away from business topics, saying they are deeply entwined in what they do, man. I mean, you know, man, the great reset, man. Try resetting your heart with Narcan, man. Now that's fucking funny. The great reset, man, is when you are floating above your body, man, and you look down and you see your whole life, man, and there's colors and there's just different colors and all blending together. Oh, those are the colors of a fucking ambulance and a police car. I'm sorry, man. And then you're above your body, man, and you're like, whoa, this is my life. And then you watch these people put a needle into your fucking heart, man, to bring you back. It is so wild, man. You don't think these people are evil motherfuckers? They're going to put this out now to people? Oh, it's cool, man. It's cool to get fucking rocked on this. It's cool to OD, man. It's just like vitamins, man. The great reset, it turned out, was for Narcan, man. They resetted my whole chakra, man. I was floating, man. It was really hot, man. It was like there were flames all around me, and I saw John McCain, man. Is that not the guy with the arms and shit? He was like a prisoner. That guy, I saw McCain, man. I think I was at the gates of hell. They have all these companies listed. This is going to be a big business. These shamans are out pimping around. You know what they're saying? Hey, man, take a couple samples back to your hotel. Just don't go on the roof, man. Wow. Florencia Bollini specializes in 5-MeO-DMT, known as the God molecule, for the short but intense experience it invokes. Well, there's a lot of alleged gods in the room. They fancy themselves as gods. This could be very popular. She's a founder of two fledgling companies in the psychedelic space. Oh, now it's a psychedelic space. Drug dealing is now the psychedelic. Oh, I get it. Okay. Escobar just rolled her over in his grave. Man! Why can't I just wait it a little while? This is bullshit. We could have really... You know what's going on? These grifters are over there, these shamans and these weirdos. And they're like, we need seed money, man, to buy more seeds. Yeah, man. We need $5 million, man. We need clinical trials, man.